AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tensions with Iran have been increasing. Now, Tehran says it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by its nuclear deal with world powers within the next 10 days. The deal has been unraveling since the Trump administration pulled the U.S. out of it last year. Meanwhile, U.S. allies are not all lining up behind Washington, as it blames Iran for recent suspected attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said yesterday the tension in the Gulf region reveals how isolated the U.S. has become after withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal.
What we see is a split of the U.S. from our allies, and we see Russia and China coming together and having Iran's back.
Congressman Adam Schiff on CBS's Face the Nation. President Trump is talking about lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller. In an exclusive interview with ABC News chief anchor George Stephanopoulos, he said he could have fired Mueller.
Robert Mueller was conflicted. Robert Mueller had a total conflict of interest. I didn't say that. Article 2, I would be allowed to fire Robert Mueller. There was not, assuming I did all of the things I said I want to fire him. Number one, I didn't. He wasn't fired.
President Trump talking to George Stephanopoulos. Phoenix's police chief is apologizing to a family there after police officers pointed guns at them and yelled profanities while responding to a report of shoplifting. The parents say their four-year-old stole a doll from the store unbeknownst to them. They filed a $10 million claim against the city. A man's been killed and five other people wounded in a shooting at a graduation party in Philadelphia. It's not yet known what sparked the shootings. This is AP Radio News. Companies across the nation are pleading with the Trump administration to rethink taxes on Chinese imports.
A fireworks company in New Hampshire says it would have to raise prices, likely lose business, and force some small towns to cancel their 4th of July fireworks displays. A Minnesota motorcycle maker warns that business would be driven to foreign rivals that don't have to pay taxes on Chinese parts. And a designer and distributor of houseware goods based in Los Angeles says it would have to extend a hiring freeze and delay plans to expand into a larger warehouse.
AP correspondent Matt Small reporting there. The world's aviation elite are gathering at the Paris Air Show. Among other things, the event is showcasing electric airplanes, pilotless air taxis, and other cutting-edge technology. Safety concerns, though, are on the minds of many. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.